think easier to talk to you here because I need not to convince you to vote for me, which normally is my objective and my goal. So I hope that this will make up for it. Secondly, I have to say that I'm not a Green, as was announced in the small leaflet I found here in my introductory map, which I got from Professor Katzenstein, because that would not be possible. I'm a member of the Free Democratic Party. That is a party that has no partner here in the United States, because Republicans, Democrats have other goals, different goals, than parties in the Federal Republic of Germany. And the Free Democratic Party, as a liberal party, has no direct partnership to the parties here in the United States. And let me just, as a prologue, say a little bit about the party system and how it works in West Germany. Because there are certain things that are completely different from the party system here in the United States. In West Germany, every party has a fixed party program. And this is nothing you can say from American parties, but because if you meet a Republican, you cannot say whether they will all take the same attitude towards the policy concerning Middle America, for instance. Or if you meet a Democrat, you cannot say whether they all have the same opinion on how the state should perform on tax cuts. Whereas in West Germany, every party has to have a fixed program. This is even regulated by law, that parties have to have a program. They have members, and these members pay fees to their parties, as you pay a fee to your sports club, and that these members decide on the program a party has to follow. That also has some importance then for the parliamentary group, because the parliamentary group is somehow bound to this party program. And since they have worked together with other party members in elaborating it and in developing it further, normally they do everything, as long as they are in parliament, to get through the ideas that have been fixed in these party programs. Just to give a few characteristics of the four main parties in the Federal Republic, I say four main parties because for elections we have 8 to 10 different parties who are running for voting, but mostly only four parties maximum arrive in a parliament. The four main parties are the Christian Democratic Union, the Socialist Party, or Social Democratic Party, the Free Democratic Party, and the Greens. The Christian Democratic Party is based on conservatism as well as on the Christian social ethics. It's a broad spectrum people's party, and they are emphasizing on a powerful state, they're emphasizing on keeping law and order, just as a small characteristics. Social Democratic Party, they started up after 1945 as a real socialist party with class struggle and all the ideology bound to that. But they changed their program in 1956, this famous party convention in Bad Godesberg, and from then on they became a people's party. They accepted market economy, they accepted Western integration, and the party politics nowadays emphasize on equality made possible by the state. Free Democratic Party, that is my party, pursues liberty as a philosophy. Liberty in all instances of human life, that is, we are fostering the market economy as well as particular emphasis on civil rights for citizens. The Greens have started up recently in 1979, and they have started as a one-issue party, as an ecology party. In the beginning of the 80s, there came a second issue, that is peace by total disarmament. They are now completing a full program, which is not yet, it is not yet complete. They are missing particularly all these parts that are dealing with economy. But they are starting to become a real party as we understand a party in Western Germany. Let me just give you three theses on how I think about West German politics. First thesis: West Germany is now starting to use consequently the chances of informational technology, which shall secure the place under the leading industrial nations without letting too large a gap between USA, Japan, and the Federal Republic of Germany. Second thesis: West Germany is setting the political framework to overcome the problems that are inherent in late industrial societies. That is, to avoid a socially split society, to go against environmental overuse, and to try to handle demographic changes in the population. Third thesis: West Germany's chance lies in a better coordination of policies within the European community. That is not only in terms of economy and research, as we are doing already at present, but also on the safety issues and in foreign policy. Let me give you the reasons why I have formulated these theses. Thesis one: West Germany is now starting to use consequently informational technology to become a modern society. We are doing that by allocating more research money than ever, as long as West Germany is existing, to research of modern technology. The budget of the Minister for Research is growing faster than the budgets of every other minister of this government. And we are doing a particular effort of coordinating on an international basis our research efforts. Eureka, at present, is only a little more than a name, but it will become the effort within Europe. It will become the effort to stay technologically competitive and independent from the United States and from Japan. This is an effort which cannot be conducted on a national basis, because markets in Europe, market of West Germany, is too small in order to have the chance of marketing products of such a technological effort. So we need the European coordination, as we have started already several years ago. A few names for European technological cooperation that has been successful is Ariane, for instance, and is also the Airbus. This has been done on an international basis within Europe, and it has shown that Europe can be competitive if the efforts are bound together. There is a basic consensus between all parties that there shall be no technological gap between Japan, USA, and Europe. And the goal why we think it should be like that is that we assume that better living conditions, a better environmental protection, and better serving our own security needs is to do it on a more European basis and to use on a European basis these technologies. We are also securing our basis for using modern technology in another way. In our society, there's a certain anxiety and apprehension, particularly among women, as far as the usage of informational technology is concerned. Because it is quite clear that the changes in working conditions, as well as changes in working places, will concern mainly those places where until now women have worked. That means that women have to bear also the risks of this change in industrial structure. Using modern technology, using computers, means that rationalization takes place, means that part of the working places just are abandoned, where until now women have worked. And nobody knows exactly what will come after that. Nobody knows whether the skills someone has acquired until now in his life will be sufficient then to go into another place and work there. So there is a certain anxiety. And this is the reason why lots of public discussions is going on how far modern technology shall be used. The only party heavily opposed rationalization and flexibilization, which is going along with the usage of computer technology, so the only party opposed to its usage are the Greens. Between the other, the traditional parties, as we call them, CDU, SPD, FDP, there are gradual differences as to make this necessary change accepted, but basically we all say that computer technology will play a key role in gaining the future for our society. A key role in the public discussions play the trade unions, and they have basically accepted the necessity of modern technology. And now we try to find out how the co-determination of workers' councils in companies can be improved in order to make a change accepted on an individual working places. You know that co-determination is a big theme, or has been a big theme in the 70s in the Federal Republic, and there's just a new discussion going on the next stage of working together on co-determination between a factory owner and the workers' council within a factory in order to make the necessary change accepted. This policy of consensus has the advantage of avoiding a subdivision of society and has the advantage to prevent a fallback in class struggle. We don't wish to fall back in this class struggle, because such a struggle would mean that victors and defeated would stay. And this would not be good for peace in society and for a peaceful development. We need that society is brought together. So this word of social partnership, which plays an enormous role in public discussion in Germany, in this sense is brought up again. Second point, West Germany is setting the political framework to overcome the problems that are inherent in late industrial societies, to avoid socially split society, to avoid environmental overusage, and handle the demographic change. There are three problems I think all industrial societies have to face. First of all, the danger that a society is split because unemployment will stay high. And unemployment will stay high still for several years, I think in most industrial societies as well as in West Germany. What we need to avoid, to our opinion, is that the unemployed are the outcasts of society. We wish to solve these problems, on the one hand, by using market economy, that is, state interventions shall not take place. But on the other hand, we certainly wish that those who have not the chance of having a working place don't feel expelled from society, but we need to have a social net where everyone has a feeling that he is taken into society, though he has not the chance of earning his living himself. Market economy shall resolve the problem of bringing new working places. And there's a big discussion going on how far market economy is able to do that. Free Democratic Party is very consequent in pursuing market economy ideals. But within the People's Party, as well CDU as SPD, though they also stay on the ground on market economy, they are discussing far more than we do on how much state intervention shall get into in order to handle social problems which seem to evolve by applying market economy. State interventions become very popular recently because it seems so logic that counting on paper 100,000 or 200,000 additional jobs can be done by just taking money from other people. And since it is always very difficult to prove whether or not such an intervention is successful, it is a discussion more on the ground of ideology than of practical policy. And this makes it once in a while very difficult. The present government, particularly supported and fostered by the Free Democratic Party, wishes to tackle the present job problems in two additional ways. First of all, we wish to make tax cuts. That is the way the United States went for some time. And we feel that we have not yet been going far enough in that. There is decided on a tax cut in 1986 and 1988, but we think that we have to go further. What we will not do, contrary to the United States, is we will not go into deficit spending again. We have done that in the 70s, and it meant that the margin of state decision on doing additional things did become smaller and smaller because interest rates went up and interests had to be paid and did cut down the margin on the budgetary efficiency. So we will not go again into deficit spending, and we will try not to go into protectionism because we feel that protectionism is a very egoistic way of strong countries of keeping out other countries from their own markets. There are certain reasons why unemployment is so high with us, because of the inflexibility of our labor market. There are jobs available, for instance, in München and Stuttgart, but there are too little jobs in North Rhine-Westphalia and the Ruhrgebiet. It's very difficult to convince someone to move from Dortmund to Munich or to Stuttgart, because that's not his environment he has lived until now. So the flexibility in our society is still quite low and shall be improved. And there's another thing. We are far away from a politics that one would call hire and fire. The possibilities of getting rid of labor force in a company is very low. There's a lot of inflexibility because the social protection of a worker being employed in a company is very high. And the third reason why unemployment is so high, that the level of payment is quite high, and particularly that the costs of labor are higher than in any other country we know of, particularly the payment for unskilled jobs. That is, a highly skilled job isn't paid so much better than an unskilled job, which means that unskilled jobs are just not offered, and the unemployment the structure of those people being unemployed says that about 50% of those having no employment have not a profession, have not learned a profession. That is, they are unskilled workers, and for those, we don't have enough work. So this is why we have to go to get into, and this is also why we have to create new jobs. But as long as we don't have enough jobs for everyone, we have to guarantee that those who have no jobs still can stay in society. And that is, we have a social net where people still can live in. Nobody has to leave his house or his apartment because he is unemployed, because society will pay for him. So nobody has to move out and to sleep somewhere in a park, but society just keeps him. Unemployment money is paid up to 2 years, and after that, if he needs it, social welfare pays as long as someone needs that the society pays for him. There's a new expression called Neue Armut, which is used as a demagogic slogan by the opposition parties in the Federal Republic. And I don't think that compared to other industrial states, one really can say that this new poverty is something that plays a big role in West Germany. Compared, for instance, to what I have seen here in the United States, I have to say that social welfare seems to guarantee a better life for those who could feel outside the society than I have the feeling here from the United States. A big problem is the ecological overuse. And also there I'm astonished, I have to say, on how little, at least as far as I have seen it until now, on how little the discussion is going on publicly on ecological overusage. Well, we certainly have the problem of the dying woods, which is very visible in West Germany, but ecological problems are also prevailing in other industrial countries because the industrial development just did use nature, did use it up also to an extent that the recreation of nature by itself is hampered definitely. So even though with us the problem with the dying woods are larger, I think that the consciousness within the society of West Germany for ecological problems is far higher than in most industrial states. That is part due to the fact that the Greens have stimulated it, but the Greens have not really detected that theme. Federal governments, also under the SPD-FDP coalition, have made quite a few laws on ecological problems, but the feeling was that this policy was not continued too consequently. The FDP had, as a first party already in 1971, a program saying that on ecological issues have to be done that, 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 and that. And this then has been taken into policies during the 70s. But the theme became very emotional end of the 70s because people feel that the future can only be gained if humans don't kill nature, but live together with nature. And that is that now it is quite accepted that also the industries have to look that their production is accepted in terms of ecology. There is no real basic difference anymore between industrial production and the needs for ecology. Not everyone is really handling already, and the production processes have to be adopted over a series of years. But basically in the society it is completely accepted that there is no contradiction, that there may not be a contradiction between industrial production and ecological needs, but that for the future it is mandatory that industrial production also looks for its ecological acceptance. And in this context, there's going on a discussion, a vivid discussion on speed limits, a discussion you have had here already in the United States several years ago. I have not the feeling that there's very much sense in it. The Greens and the SPD are promoting a speed limit, whereas CDU and FDP say it doesn't make very much sense. We have already, on 40% of the highways in Germany, a speed limit of 100 kilometers per hour. But we find out that people just don't care for it. Even those, also those who demand from politics that a decision is to be taken that speed limit shall be obligatory, even those who could drive, who could adhere to it, they really don't. And this, I think, is one of the difficult things in all the ecological discussions, also with us, that people are demanding lots from others, but they are not enough demanding from themselves. They are waiting for regulation, also for those things which they could do themselves. And I think this is one of the weaknesses of a society which is organized like our society. But anyway, people try to accept that they have also to spend money if they wish that nature shall be preserved for the future. And there's one thing which is considered with a growing concern. That is remnants of industrial production, which are everywhere in industrial societies. These remnants of industrial productions, which are lying around, very often uncovered, giving a danger also for the health of the people. And now the question is what to do about that. Basically, we wish to solve it also with the principles of a market economy. And one of these principles is that someone who causes damage also has to pay for it. And that is, these industrial remnants have to be cleared up by industry. This is an accepted basis for this policy, and we will have a lot to do in the next years in order to get that up. Last point under two, what do we do about the demographic change? The demographic change means that the part of the old population is growing and that there are only fewer young persons growing up. And if we look what that means for our society, it is quite clear that it means more cost for social welfare, more costs for social insurance. 90% of the population of West Germany are members of the health insurance system. 70% of the population are members of the old age insurance, whereas it is to be noted that additional to these 70%, there is 20% of civil servants who anyway get pension paid by the taxpayer, which means that about 10% only is 10% of the population are not covered by these systems. And these 10% are just because of their salary is exceeding the salary of most of the other people. They get out of these systems. That is, everyone who earns little is incomprised in these systems and gets his safety for old age, for health. But it means that because of the demographic change, we have to adapt the systems for the future, because old persons cost more in health care. And if you have a larger number of old persons compared to the working, to the younger persons working, it means also that either the younger persons have to pay more for the old aged, or the old aged have to live with less money than they had in the past. And this is a discussion where we are just starting up. We have to adapt our systems until 1995, in about, because only as later than 1995 these demographic changes really will make a big difference. Until then, the adaptation is of minor importance, but after that the adaptation is of large importance. So it is very important now to start the discussion, because when time arises that measures have to be set into effect, we need to have a consensus within the population about what really is necessary. Our society is living upon that consensus, and I think it would be a major mistake for any leading party, for any large party, to try to get measures through where more than 50% of the population is affected against the will of these 50%. That would endanger the democratic system in West Germany. One of the promoters, or the party really promoting this discussion, is a Free Democratic Party for a very simple reason. We are a small party. We are not a people's party. That is, under our voters, not so many old people, but very many young people. There are very many young people. Under our voters, we have lots of people.